Track 4, Unit 1, Reading, Page 8, Exercise 2. Listen and read.
Get lost. Thanks to satellite navigation systems, getting from A to B has never been easier. Many car and Uber cab drivers count on them, to the scorn of professional taxi drivers trained to master city plans. Have navigation skills become unnecessary? Is it time to celebrate the end of getting lost? Perhaps not. For one thing, satellite navigation isn't 100% reliable, as three unlucky Japanese students discovered. While they were holidaying in northern Australia, they decided to take a trip to a nearby island. After they'd programmed the destination into their car's navigation device, they set off. When their road reached the coast, the device instructed them to carry on. So they did. Ferry passengers watched with astonishment as the students drove onto the muddy beach and then into the sea. Eventually, deeper waters forced the travellers to abandon their vehicle and head for safety. Sadly, it was impossible to save their hire vehicle. So why didn't they stop? Perhaps it's because navigation systems make us passive, so we shut off our common sense. The student's costly mistake is extreme, but understandable. Who hasn't taken a difficult or dangerous route just because a device told us to? Pedestrians are almost as careless as motorists. They use map apps and constantly check their phones, walking almost blindly. Julia Frankenstein, a cognitive scientist at the University of Freiburg, thinks that navigation dependency is actually changing our brains. If we don't exert our sense of direction, we can look forward to losing it, as well as our sense of place. To Julia, this is tragic. She compares it to only hearing a few notes, never a whole piece of music. Technology may have a solution for this as well. App developers have come up with games to help travellers sense the music of place again. For example, one game instructs users to walk straight in a direction until they find something unloved or out of the ordinary. They then upload a photo for other users to enjoy. This type of app makes even everyday trips feel adventurous, as we find out more about areas that are normally hidden or overlooked. It has other educational benefits too. Research suggests that when we slow down and pay more attention, we improve our navigational skills and remember places better. Slow travel will never be the most practical way to get around places, especially for busy commuters. However, maybe now and again we should shut our devices off and use our minds and senses on a more leisurely, thoughtful journey. Here's to getting lost on purpose.